Okay, today's daf is Pehei. So we just go back. We're talking about the machlokas in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The machlokas to them, between them, was if you have a bone, right? You have a bone, and you're breaking the bone in an area that does not have a kazayis baser. According to Rav Yochanan, yes. According to Reish Lakish, no. So then Rav Yochanan brought a pasuk. The basic pasuk says, right? We'll start from the Esrei because if they go Esrei Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Lakish, four lines up. I'll just read it. But Etzem Tishu Rabo, it says no, you cannot break a bone. Echad etzem sheish lo kazayis, whether it has a kazayis baser, echad etzem sheein lo kazayis baser, or it doesn't have a kazayis baser. So my ein lo kazayis baser, what does it mean ein lo kazayis baser? Ilema, if you say the ein lo kazayis baser klal, it doesn't have any kazayis baser at all on it, and my yeshim shmir etzem, what would be the hamim to say that it has a shmir etzem? Point based on what Tosfos said, you know, everyone agrees that it has to have a kazayis baser on the meat. The only machlokas is where the kazayis has to be. Right? Elolav hachigam, so this is what the Bryson must be saying. Echad etzem sheish lo kazayis baser b'makom zeh, echad sheein lo kazayis baser b'makom zeh. It must be talking about a case where there's no kazayis baser where you're going to break it, but there is a kazayis baser somewhere else on the bone. And that would be, even though you take out the parenthetical, that would be a kashra Reish Lakish. That's a kashra Reish Lakish. So Amar Leh, so Reish Lakish says, no, I'll reinterpret the brisa differently. Amar Leh, lo, hachikamer. No, this is how you read the brisa. Echtem sheyesh lo kazayis baser mi bachut. If it has a kazayis baser, bachut. The echad etzem sheein lo kazayis baser, what does that mean? The echad sheein lo kazayis baser mi bachut, but v'yesh lo kazayis baser mi b'nim. We're talking about makom shvira. We're only talking about the makom shvira, and we're talking about whether or not it has a kazayis baser on the outside, or it has a kazayis baser on the inside, which is the moach, which is the marrow, which counts as baser. That's how you reinterpret the brisa. Rashi says, la'olam achilu b'makom shvira b'inan. We must have a kazayis of a baser on the place where you break it. The echad she'ein alav kazayis baser ka'amra, when it says it doesn't have kazayis baser, haki ka'amra, this is what it means. Ein alav baser mi b'chutz, but v'yesh b'socha moch mi b'fnim. It has a kazayis baser inside. U b'makom shvira, and what does it mean b'makom shvira? Rashi inan da'achilas moach achilahi. We're talking about, that it teaches also that eating the moach is considered, even marrow is considered an achila. V'atanya, now we're going to have a brisa, v'nichus, Rashi says, this brisa is going to say that it's usher to break the an etzem that has moach, that marrow counts. So what's that brisa of Atanya? Interesting brisa. The brisa is one of those brises that goes back and forth. Do we say this? Maybe we can say this. Let's say that. You know, it says v'hatanya. Okay, this is actually a quote from Zohar. Etzem lo tishbru bo. The pasuk says etzem lo tishbru bo. Echad, maybe you'll say echad etzem sheyish bo moach. The echad etzem sheein bo moach. Whether it has moach marrow or not. Mani mekayim va'achlus habasar b'layla zeh. What do I mean? So then what do I do with the pasuk that says you have to eat the meat b'layla zeh? That means b'basar shal gabay etzem. So it's only talking about basar on the bone. So he says, oh, eino ela b'basar shabatocha etzem. Maybe it only means that, the meat inside the bone. Umani mekayim etzlam tishbru bo, but etzlam tishbru bo, what does that mean? It just means it means a bone. The etzlam she'ein bo moach, but etzlam she'yesh bo moach, that's talking about a bone that has no, that talks about a bone that doesn't have marrow. But etzlam she'yesh bo moach, but an etzlam that does have marrow, shover v'ochel, you would break it. Why would you break it? Ah, v'al titamer sharei yavoas levir chalos laseh. You have to eat the meat. You have to eat the marrow. So what do you? So you break the bone that has the marrow, and the asay of achila will be doche the los asay of etzmo tishbru bo. So then it says no, kishu omer be etzmo yishbru bo be pesach sheni. It says again, don't break the bone when we talk about pesach sheni. What do I need that for? Shein tamid lomer. There's no need for it. Sherei kvar nerma kichol chukas pesach yasu also. There's a limud that we'll see in the ninth parak that anything that applies to the korban pesach internally to the korban pesach, not externally, but anything that applies internally to the korban pesach on pesach rishon applies on pesach sheni. So what do I need the pasuk of etzmo lishru bo again on pesach sheni? So havi omer echad etzem sheyesh bo moach ve'echad etzem sheein bo moach. Whether or not the bone has moach or whether or not the bone does not have moach, you're still not allowed to break it. Now that I break it, and therefore you cannot break a bone. You cannot break a bone that does not have moach, but it must have, probably has to have kazayis baser on the area where you're breaking it.
So why, Taki, can you say that dasel dochelois has and you should be allowed to break the bone and eat the moach?
Well, two things. Number one, how can you say dasel dochelois saying it's not the idnum? Dasel dochelois say is a case where at the moment I'm doing the lav, I'm kindly, I say. Here it's not. First I'm breaking the bone, then I'm eating it. So it's not be'idna. That's number one. That Tosa points out. Number two, you can have it. Yeah, typically I say dochelos. I say it was the nearest cluster here that says don't do it in this case. That's how we darsh in the psukim. But it's a good question. What's the havamina to say I say dochelos? I say Tosos asks, right? He says, and he asks the same question in Zvachim. The perek dam chatas bezvachim. They learn from here. They ain't also dochelos. I say bekachim, right? There in the Gemara, they say that you're right. Enoch nami it's asi dochelos. I say, but by kachim we don't say asi dochelos. I say because we have this gzeirus akasov, right? The kasev rachman agabi pesach as some tushbro. But kasha, they ask heichi yalof minay. Why you ask? How are you learning that asi dochelos I say doesn't apply? This isn't the classic case of asi dochelos I say. Vamai hacha hag beidna dim vamai nami tzarech krahacha. The moment you're violating the lav, which is when you're breaking the bone, you're not being makayim the asay. You break the bone, then you eat it. Wearing kalayim but tzitzis, as I'm wearing it, I'm being makayim it as I'm violating it. As I'm being makayim the bris milah, I'm violating the isra of taking up tzaras. That's asay dol chalos asay. Here it's not. It's not b'idna. So Tosa doesn't really answer the question. But there is a... It's a Piskei Tosfos, I think, in Zvachim over there, that says that if it's impossible to be Makayim the Asay at the same time that you violate the Asay, I mean, this is the only. How are you supposed to go get the bone, the Moa? There's no way to do it B'idna. The only way to do it is to do it one after another, so then that becomes. Then I said it's an exception to the rule. I said Dokhalos Asay would apply in that case. Also, Turi Evans says it a little differently. Turi Evans says that. When it's an impossibility to do it any other way, so then it's not ase dochelos ase, it's that breaking the bone in that instance is part of the ase. There's no other way to do it. Okay. Fine. So Meisvei, they're going to ask now on Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish held that the Aver that doesn't have Kazayis Basar in the Makom Shvira, there's no problem of breaking the bone. The problem of breaking the bone is only if there is a Basar in the place, on the area where you're breaking, whether it's inside or outside. So, both the Mishnah we're going to see on Amud Beis. Eiver sheyotzo mitzasos. So you have an Eiver recovering Pesach that part of a limb left the walls of Yerushalayim. Because you have a psul yotze, right? There's a psul yotze now. And now what you have to do is you have to somehow separate that portion. Problem is, you can't just chop the bone. A regular kachim, just chop the bone off. What's the big deal? But on Pesach, you have the added problem of breaking the bone. So what are you supposed to do? Now, you can't break the bone, but you can separate bones. Meaning, if you get to the joints, you can say you could cut the ligaments, just can't cut the bone. So, what do they do? They say choseich ad makom shemagila etzem. What you do is you slice the meat from that area, right? You slice the meat until you get to the area until you get down to the bone, right? Ad makom shemagila etzem, and then ukoli, and then you peel the meat back, right? Out shemagila leperek. Until you get to the joint, and then you cut the joint, you close it, and then you slice the bone, and then you chuck the bone out. This part went outside. So I slice down, I peel back here, so all the meat that didn't go out is now still on the carbon. Then I get to the perek, I chuck it, I cut it, and I throw the bone out. So all I'm throwing out is a bone. Right, the problem is what happens if there's moach in the bone? I don't know. This basar went out. All this went out.
How did it go out?
Because it went out of the wall of Yerushalayim. It went like this. It went like this. Right, so this I cut here and I peeled this meat back. This stays, and I cut the bone, and that meat that went out gets thrown out.
And the bone.
The whole bone. My question only is, what happens to the bone that has moach inside? Okay. The Iyamart Eber Shein Lach Zayis Basa B'makom Acher Ein Bo Mishun Shvius Etzem. According to you, Reish Lakish, if there is no Kazayis Basar on a piece of bone, right, there's no problem. Lamali the Kolif Achim Agil Leperek V'Kotech. Why do I have to peel back all the way to the joint? Niklach Leporta V'Nisberei. Just peel off the meat and break it right there. Because once at that, if I just break the bone there. If that area doesn't have a Kazayis Basar, so I have to go all the way back to the joint. Just peel back over here, chop here. There's no. Just take off the meat, the kosher meat. Once it gets taken off, you can just chop the bone. So Gemara says, so Abai Amar, there are two reasons, two answers. Abai Amar Mishum Paka. Now you have, sometimes, when you cut one place, if it's brittle, it'll crack. right? So you have something that's very brittle. If you cut it somewhere, it'll crack along the rest of the place. So therefore, because of the maka of the ashira, you'll get cracks. So you don't want to cut the bone, because then it could crack further up where there is meat. So therefore, go all the way to the joint. Ravina says we're talking about bikulius. We're talking about, this is my question I asked before, we're talking about the kulius, which is the yerach of the behema that has the kzayis moach. So even if you pull off the meat from the makum shvira, nevertheless, you're still going to violate it because you're going to be cutting a bone that has moach inside. So if you're talking about a bone that has a kzayis moach inside, then you can't. Then what do I do? So I peel it back off and I'm going to chop the bone over here. But what? So I mean, the question, that's what you do. But the other question was, I'm going to peel it back, and then I'm going to cut the bone in the middle. But what if that bone has a gzayis basar or moach inside? You know, they violate it. Okay, next. Now the Gemara is going to deal with...
At that point?
What? Yeah, pretty much. Okay, Tanan Hassam, right? Mati, we're talking about pigle. So, Tanan Hassam, we're learning the Mishnah at the end of the parak, at the end of Masechta, actually. Ha pigle, right? You have a carbon that was possible because of Machshava pigle, right? The Kohen thought to eat or throw the blood, Chutzlizmano, right? Vaha Nosar, and Nosar that's left over, right? Metamin es hayadayim, take out the Atamin. Metamin es hayadayim. There's a Xeris de Rabbanon, that these things are metamin your hands. Typically, the rice, so you're either tame or you're not tame. There's no such thing as just part of your body being tame. But here, they made a takana that pigle and Nosar metamin the hands, and therefore the Kohen would have to go back and do the Tilas Hadayim before he can continue doing the work. So now they're going to give a reason why. Rav Huna Rav Chizda Chadam Rav Pnei Chashde Kahuna. One says because of the Chashde Kahuna, the Chadam Rav Pnei Atzalei Kahuna. One says because of the lazy people, the lazy Kohanim. Mar Masnei Pigel, there's no Machlokas, because one's talking about Pigel, Umar Masnei Nosar, one's talking about Nosar. The reason why Pigel comes Tamei B'Yadayim, Man the Masnei Pigel, Vishim Chashde Kahuna. What's the Chashde Kahuna? This goes back to our question that we always have. They were Kohanim, but we were Koshed, that they would deliberately make a carbon pigle to get back at somebody. Rashi says, Shechashudim lepaga korban mishum eva. Guy comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and guess what? You did not give him Kohen on Yom Kippur. You gave another Kohen on Yom Kippur. He was a little angry at the Gabbai, and he's going to be mepaga his korban. So he says, so gozru al ha-pigle sheyitim esing adayim. So there goes there, that pigle will be metavim adayim. Kidei sheyed zet sarich lahat bil yodav. Kodem Shikibiba Kodesh, Biatri Chuhu. There'll be a tircha for him, and he's gonna have to have to wash his hands. The question everyone asked, Tosas, okay, this guy doesn't care about pigle, he doesn't care about Tuma. The answer is Enochanam, yeah. Tuma was, I mean, and if you even go historically, the Stukim also, you know, the Sadducees, they were very mocked on Tuma. They weren't mocked on many other things oftentimes, but they were mocked on Tuma. And Tosos quotes the story that you have where they were racing up the he doesn't quote it. He decides to. It's racing up the ramp. A guy got stabbed, and he's lying on the floor of the base of Migdash. He's about to die. The father comes in and says, "Ah, he's still breathing. Pull out the knife, so it's not Tom and Mace." His son's right there, dying on the floor, and he doesn't care about anything other than the. It's frumkeit basically. Well, it's false frumkeit to be worried about that. Tosel says, "The im tomar." Right, the im tomar. Wolby says frumkeit's a bad word. Wolby and Ali Shore talks about frumkeit. He has a whole essay about frumkeit. I mean, what he's defining as frumkeit is not necessarily a psychological disease. Anyway, the Im Tomar also says Kimo Kain Lo Yachushu Lasos Betuma. The same way that they're not choshes for pigle, they won't be choshes for a tuma. V'yish Lomar the Aflu Rishayim Chamir Lehutuma. K'damir B'Yoma Ulam Dechasha Chamur Aleim Taharis Kelim Yosem Yishvichos Dami. That's the case. So the reason why they make the Yadayim Tameh by Pigol is because they won't be they'll be Matriach to Kohanim. Maybe this way it will be a disincentive to be Mefagel any of the Karbanos. And Ma Masni Anosar Mishumat Salei Kuhuna. It's because of the lazy Kohanim. Rashi says, Hamis Atzim Bachilos Kochim. They take their time, right? The Gazer Tuma Al Nosar Kila Tricholeim. The Gazer Tuma Al Nosar to make so that, all right, we didn't get to it, so now we'll pick it up and we'll burn it. Ah, you can pick it up and burn it because you didn't eat it, your hands are Tameh. So that's the reasons. Okay. Now, we're now trying to figure out what the shear of pigle and nosar is. In order to be makabel tumah. There has to be a shear to be makabel tumah. What's that shear? So mar masni, either Rav Huna or Chizda, one says kazayis, it has to be kazayis. So mar masni kaveitza, one says it has to be the size of a kaveitza that you're touching it in order to be tam yadayim. So mar masni kazayis, the one who says about kazayis, what's his source? Where does he get the kazayis from? Right, Kishiro. The same, it's usher to eat a kazayis of pigle. It's usher to eat a kazayis of nosar. So you become tame by a kazayis. Right? Uman de masni kabeitza, he's talking about the tumaso. No, what are you doing over here? We're making tuma. By Ochlin, tuma usually is the size of a beitza. Here is Ochlin, we'll make tuma the size. Are you going bustle the Isser Achila or bustle the typical case of tuma? Okay. So you buy Elohu. They asked Yotze, what about a carbon that was Yotze chutz l'mechitzasa, whatever it is, not allowed to leave the Kodesh, not allowed to leave Yerushalayim, whatever the Isser is, if it's not allowed to leave. Gazru al Rabbanan tuma olo. Is there tuma shadayim on this piece of kachim or not? Right? Mi Amrinan, do we say that Nosar de Gazru tuma the Asli Latsule Bay? Nosar, you have the problem of the Atsalim, the lazy ones. Pigol, you have the problem Pigol, the reason was is because of the Chash de Kahuna. But about Yotze, but by Yotze, Apuki Bedayim lo Makile, listen, Nosar, the problem was that someone is going to just sit back, Shavel Tase. But are we going to be gozer on Yotze because we're worried that a Kohen is going to pick up the carbon and walk it out? That's not Atsalim, but people don't do anything. That's not Atsalim, right? So do we say, Aval Yotze, Apuke Yabidayim lo Makile, lo Gazme Rabbanan Tuma, o Dilma lo Shna? Or do we say, no, it doesn't make a difference. These three things usually go together, right? Pigol, Nosar, and Yotze. So we made it on those. We made the Xer on this as well. So where it says Tashma, we'll learn a raya from our Bryce, the Mishnah that we just quoted that we'll see later. Aver Shiyotza Miksaso, the Aver of a Korban Pesach, that part of the Aver goes of the limb goes outside of the walls, and now you have to separate it. What do you do? Chose Chacha Megillah Etzem, you slice the meat until you get to the bone. Mukolef, peel back the meat. Acha Megillah Perek, until you get to the joint. Bichosech, and then you cut it. Now the Iyamar Gozer Bei Rabbanan Tuma. Now this is a case of Yotze. Now if you say that they were Gozer Tumas Yadayim on the part of the, that went out, he chasik le mehave. So when I cut it and I separate between the meat, between the kosher meat and the non-kosher meat, hakametamele, the buster is already, okay, so I saved the meat. So what? This same portion, this meat was touching meat that's tame. So the kosher, it's all tame now. Because the part that went out became tame bidin yotze, and the rest of the meat was touching it at the moment it went out. There's a chibur over there, and it's kosher metame. So therefore you see that it's clearly not metame. So Mar says, no, it's not true, because there, it's tumas sisarimhi. The meat is under the skin, right, and it's therefore it's hidden. Its connection is not outward; it's inward, an inside connection. And tumah satarim lo metame, and that type of tumah is not metame. So Gemara says ul Ravina. Okay, so now you have. But what about going to Ravina? Ravina, we have a problem. Ravina, the Amar is Gemara in Chulin, that fine Gimel. He says chibur ochlin lav chibur hu. Chibur between two parts of food is not considered a connection, right? Ukemandim mifrisei dame. They are considered as if they're separate. They're separate. So my ikalim emar. Ha kanaga bahadadi bekametame. How's that word?
Right.
They're considered at least they're separated, and therefore, if they're separate, so it's not considered magib sasara. They're not considered connected outside. They're not considered connected inside. So ma ikla meimar ha kanaga bahadadi. The basar kasher is touching the puzzle. But why? They're separated. Rashi says, Ravina the Amar Beperek Behema Hamaksha, the Gabi Magi Chibor, the Oakland command the Mifrasi dummy. Oh, they're viewed as separate. They're not going to be viewed as attached, right? Below Habi Chibor. They don't have a Chibor. So they don't have a Chibor, but they're touching each other. So they're touching each other. Below Magi Beis Hasarim Mikmeh. Therefore, it's not Magi Beis Hasarim because they're not considered Chibor. They're considered separate entities that are touching each other. So what are you supposed to say? Here you have separate entities touching each other. So how in the case, what? So how then in the Mishnah does it help? These two separate entities are touching each other. So the tummy portion is touching the Tara portion. So Ella, Laman, Demastik, Zayis, Lesbik, Zayis, Laman, Demastik, Beitza, Lesbik, Beitza. Going to Ravina, you have to make the kip to being is that there isn't a sufficient amount of meat on the bone, there isn't a sufficient amount of meat to be, that case in the Mishnah is that there isn't a sufficient amount of meat on the portion that of the limb that went outside, and therefore it does not become tumah. Typically, it would be makabel tumah, but in this instance, there wasn't enough meat on the portion that went outside. Maybe it's a finger or something like that. It's not enough meat, and therefore it's not the tamah, and therefore you don't have the problem. The Mishnah is specifically talking about that case. Okay. Now the Gemara is still going to try to prove. So Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following case. Hamotzi, where we go to 10-2.
Yep.
Hamotzi b'sar pesach. Okay, so now we're talking about Yom Tov started, it's the 15th at night, and everyone's supposed to be eating. You're not supposed to take the Korban Pesach from one chavura to another chavura. You sit, you eat it in your house. There's a psul yotze, so to speak, to go from one chavura, one house to another house. Okay, so now hamotzi b'sar pesach mechavura lechavura. We took it out from one chavura to another chavura. Afal pi shehu below saseh, even though he's violating a lav, the pasuk says lo sotzi min abayis min abasar hachutza. You can't take it out. You know you're violating a lav. Nevertheless, tahor. The meat is still tahor. You have psul yotze and it's tahor. So my lav, what does it mean tahor? My lav tahor v'asar. Nevertheless, you say it's tahor, but it's still asar. So we have a psul yotze, means asar eat, but the Brisa then says it's tahor, meaning that yotze does not become tamei. The yotze mechavur lechavura, and we say that yotze mechavur lechavura is kichiyotze chutz mechitzos odami. It's the same thing as going out from the mechitzos, right? Umifsal, and therefore it's pasul, but filo hakikatani tahor. Nevertheless, they say it's tahor. Alma lo gozer ban tumah. There's no tumah on yotze. There's a lav. You can't, it's pasul, but there's no tumah. Where it says, no, that's not the case. Don't say tahor va'asar. Rather, it's tahor amutter. Even though you violate a lav, but the meat is still fine. Because there's no din yotze here, because it's not talking about regular cases of yotze. You're just talking about the
Well, isn't it the fact that this is on the person, not the technology?
Could be. That could be the lumbus. That could be the difference. That could be a difference in Echanami. She says, lo tar mutter, the yotze mechabu lechabura, lo ki yotze chutz mechitzas adami. Because it's not similar. It's like what you're saying. Maybe by a carbon, this issue is that the piece of meat can't go certain areas. Here, the piece of meat can go as long as it stays in Yushalayim, but it's on the person not to take it out. So therefore, he violates a lav, it's tahor, and still can be eaten. Just go back to your place and eat it. And he says, lo tar mutter, yotze mechabu lechabura, lo ki yotze mechitzas adami, velo misal. And it's not possible. There's no tumah. The Gemara says, "V'hakatani seifa ha'oklo ha'reiz de belosa asay." But someone said, doesn't say later on. So it messes this up. Later on, the Brisa says, "Well, if you did eat this meat that went from one chavur to the other chavur, you violate a law by eating it. Well, that means it's usur to eat. That means there is a problem with taking it from one area to it's usur, and you definitely violate a law. Pasuk says, now let's do. The question was, when you violate the law, it doesn't say pater anywhere.
It says
tahor or mutter. It says tahor. It says tahor. The question is, does tahor mean tahor of asr? Right. Does tahor mean tahor of mutter? So we say it means tahor or mutter, and therefore it's a rye. No, it's still tahor, but there's a lav. It's asr. You can't eat it. You violate. You get a lav by eating it. So you violate. Once you took it out, it doesn't matter. You took it out. Now you eat them. You violate a lav for eating the meat. That's what the Brisa says.
He brings back the meat.
Any carbon that was yotze, one chabur to chabura, the Gemara says, the Brisa quotes, are zebelos asa. So you see here that the carbon is pasul mishum yotze. It's pasul mishum yotze, and nevertheless, what? Nevertheless, it's tahor. So there's no zera tumah on yotze. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara continues, says, bishlam alamanda amar kibetza, the isbe kezayis v'le kebetza. So I can say, fine. According to the Chachamim, say that tumah on a piglo noser is only if you have a shear of betza. So I can tell the case over here is that, listen, you're violating an israchila. In order to violate israchila, it has to be kezayis. So what's the case here? Say the case here is that there was less than a kebetza, but there was a kezayis of meat. So it went out. It's not less than a kebetza, so there's no psul yotze. It's like there's no tumah of yotze, just like there's no tumah by piglo, and piglo, no tumah by noser. But by eating it, you still violate the nisr because it's a kezayis. So fine, I can make the case. But ela lamanda amar kezayis, but according to the Mandarma, it says a chum made the gzeira of tumah on piglo and noser when there's kezayis, only kezayis. So ma'ikla meimar, what are you going to say here? How can you docha this raya the brisa? The raya the brisa is clear that it went out, and you eat it. You eat it because a kezayis went out, and you eat it. You violate. It's noser. You violate. It's yotze. You violate a lav, and yet it says tahor. So that proves that there's no tumah on yotze. How can you disprove this raya? So Gemara says no. Ella yotze bePesach lo miyabaylan. Yotze beKorban Pesach is a different story. There's no raya. You can't bring the raya from Korban Pesach to other korbanos. Yotze beKorban Pesach lo miyabaylan. The lo gazer rabban tumah. They did not make the. They made the gzeira tumah on yotze by other kachim, but not by Korban Pesach. My time up because bnei chaburah's reason hen. The bnei chaburah azaris. You have to make a takana if you have a fear of violation. You don't really have a fear of violation. Yes, there's going to be somebody who's going to do it, but I make a takana for that. Something that's going to happen that could theoretically happen more often. We would make a takana. I guess being piggle happens more often than taking the korban pesach from one house to another house, right? And we always say kohanim's reason hein. So bnei chaburah's reason hein. The question is biyotze bikachim mai. The question is only by yotze by other kachim. What's the din? Did the Chachamim make zero of Tumas Vidayim on that Yotzei? My, the Gemara says, Teku, Tishbitar, it's Kushios, the Abayas. Okay. Now, the Gemara is now going to bring the Makor, where it shows that the Isser to take Basar Pesach from one Chabur to another Chabur. And we know it's Asr. Right? Gemara always does that. Take something that's as a given, and then explains where we got that given from. Umotze Basar Pesach mi Chabur le Chabur minayim. How do you know you're violating the law from taking the carbon Pesach from one Chabura to another Chabura, right? Rashi says, Chabura shall shnei Pesachim and bias echad. Talking about a Chabura in the same house. To take it out from the house, I guess, is clear. But to go from one Chabura to another Chabura in the same house, how do you know that is an issue? So the Sanya, the Brisa says, quotes a Pasuk, lo sosi min habayis min habasra chutzah. Ein li elami bias labayis. It says, lo sosi min habayis. So I know you can't take it from one house to another. So I know I'm not allowed to take it from one house to another house. Mechabura chabura, but from one chabura to another chabura in the same house minayin tamla mechutza. The word chutza is extraneous. A pasuk simply said lo sotzi min habayis min habasar. Don't take out from the house. What's the extra word chutza? So chutza means outside of the chabura at all, right? Chutz leachilaso. You can't take it out from the area where you're eating it. So even if you have one chabura over there in the same house, you can't bring the meat from one to the other. Which is interesting because the carbon pesach, the whole point of the chabura is to gather everyone together. But once you get the chabura, you have to stay distinct. So you have to invite everybody into your house, but then you close the door, essentially. At a certain point, you have to limit it. That's to come into the chabura.
Yeah.
You eat it. You keep the meat in one area. And you eat right there. You're eating it together. Your group has one korban pesach. You're eating it over there. Your group has another korban pesach. You're eating it over there.
You said a second ago you're part of the chabura up until you're ready to eat it.
No. I'm being a little facetious. I'm saying that it seems that there's a sort of a stira. The idea of having the chabura for korban pesach is to be inclusive. But once you've gotten that point where you've established the chaburas, then you're exclusive. You can't move from one to the other. Okay. Fine. Amar Rabbi Ami. This is fascinating. Hamotzi basar pesach mechabur lechabura. If you are taking your korban pesach from one chabur to another chabura, eino chayv achiniach. You have to have an akira and hanacha. You're not chayv until you put the meat down in the other chabura. Why? Because hotzog sive. It says lo sotzi, which is a din hotzah. And din hotzah, you have to have a din like on Shabbos, right? Kishabbos. Ma Shabbos ad the avid akira v'hanacha. So ap hachanami ad the avid akira gam hanacha. So Mechosinach asks, well, what about all the other things? Do I have to put it down in an area that's Alamos, or Meshus Rav, Meshus Yachid? Here it's going from one Meshus Yachid to another Meshus Yachid. What about all the other halachas that apply to Hotzah on Shabbos? Mechosinach is mayor. Okay.
It's
a malacha grua, and therefore has it apply on Shabbos. The tzlach brings down that even though you don't, when it says over here that you're not chayev, means you're not chayev matos, but the meat is still, even if you don't do a hanacha, the meat is still aser. That's what the tzlach is mayor as well. Okay. So Mesiv Rabbi Ami Bar Mamo, also Rabbi Ami Bar Mamo is now going to ask on what Rabbi Ami just said, where it says that this is talking about the parim and the srafim. See, these certain korbanos that the parim that they were burnt. They were burnt outside of the chutz l'shlosh machlos. They were outside. So I sold them also b'mosos. The kohanim would put these parim and the srafim on these sort of like, I don't know, like beds or something like a poles to carry them out, and they would carry them outside to burn them over there. And the din with these things is that the ones who are sorek the parim are nitmaya betumah chamura, right? They become very tame, that even their clothing is tame. The pasuk says, "Vasorim osam yichaves begadav." So now this tumah is chal the second they leave the azara of the Beis Hamidrash. Therefore, if the rishonim, the kohanim and rishonim, who are carrying the parim and the srafim, yotzu chutz l'chomos azara, they went out. But kohanim v'achronim, and the kohanim on the back end, right? Lo yotzu, they didn't go out. So rishonim etame begadim, the rishonim were outside, so they're etame begadim. The achronim ain't etame begadim, and the achronim are not etame the begadim. The question Gemara is asked though is that it also says hotzi over there. So should, why are they metame immediately when they leave the azara? Should they also need a hanacha? And not only metame when they put the parim and the srafim down. Sure, they've got to put it down somewhere. What? But in other words, why is the hotzah complete without hanacha in this case. By Shabbos, the hotzah is not complete.
And so
is by the motzi pasar. Rav Ami said, when you pull out the pekar and pesach, so if you need hanacha by the pesach, why don't you need hanacha by the parma and the serafim? So he goes, well, halo nach, it wasn't put down. So he says, who motzi lo hu mefarakla? Okay, Rabbi Ami asked the question, and he answers the question. Hu mefarakla? Bin negrarin. This case is, we're talking about where they're dragging it. According to Rav Ami, you must say that this case is where they're dragging it. So it's on the ground. It's on the ground, it has an hanacha. But Enochanami is staying with his premise that if it says the lashon of hotzah in anything, then it has the same din of Torah Shabbos, and in order to be mekabel the tumah, you would have to do hanacha. In this case, it's an automatic hanacha because it's being dragged along the ground. Okay.
Oh,
can he come there? I don't think it can be eaten by anybody other chabura. It's not yours.
No, you invite him.
He helped me. You're supposed to be careful with the calculation. Whatever's left over, you burn.
If you're not
minuyin on that kavur pesach, you're supposed to say it every day in kachim. Eino nechal el minuyin. Okay. So then next mission talks about we saw this mission twice, right? It's talking about the eiver, that portion of it left the mechitza. Okay. So eiver, like we said, the eiver of kavur pesach. So yotza mikzaso, part of it went out from the walls, and now we have a din yotze. You have to separate it. So what do we do? Chosech, we mentioned it before, you cut the meat until you get to the bone, atche megila etzem, and then kolef, and then you peel it back, atche megila perek, until the meat gets to the joint, the chosech, and then you cut over there. You cut at that spot. Now, uba mikdashim, now by other karbanos, you have this issue. So part of the bone went out. So what do?
Not a problem.
You don't have a problem of cutting the bone. So what you do, coaches mekupits. Just take an axe and chop it, right? So ein bo mishlum shiris etzem. Because there's no problem of violating shiris etzem. Okay. Now, what happens if they're walking out? Now you have to remember the wall. I don't know if the artist was a picture. When you had the walls, you also have the sort of the lintel, I guess it's called, or the width of the wall. So you have. So this is you left here. This is the wall. Then you have this whole space, and then you're outside over here. So what about this space in between? Is that considered inside or outside? What? Potentially. So min ha'agaf vilifnim kilifnim. So the agaf, right? The agaf is the border. So that would be from here to here is inside, right? So that would mean that this part is outside. Agaf is the the what?
Door jam? Yeah, that pizza between the door.
Okay. So the ratio of the Mishnah seems to indicate that this area would be, the area in between would be considered outside. But then the Bryce, the Mishnah says, min agaf l'chutz k'l'chutz. From the agaf on the outside to the outside is outside. I mean, this part is inside. So it seems to be a steer right away in the Mishnah as to what's this area? What's the agaf area? What is it? Right? Okay, so then it says chalonos va'ove achoma kilifnim. Sorry, let's say again. This is the ove achoma. Minagaf is from the door jam. So the question, right? So minagaf kilifnim is outside. Minagaf lechutz is outside. What's the area in between? The chalonos, the windows in the wall, va'ove achoma, and the thickness of the wall. That's kilifnim. That's judged. That's considered inside the city. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. B'chein l'tfila. Whoa. Now we go. B'chein l'tfila. What does that mean? Rashi says, B'chein l'tfila. Ha'omeid min ha'agaf l'fnim mitzdaref la'asara. Ha'omeid chutz l'pesach ein mitzdaref. You have to be in the same room when you're davening with tfila. Can't be in a separate room. Right? Rabbi Raza once quoted Rav Shechter. He said that somebody who was, they were sitting in shiva, he said, what should I be makbid on? What should we be careful with? Rav Shechter responded, make sure everyone who's davening is in the same room. Can't have some people in the living room, some people in the dining room, not much time to the minyan. Everyone has to be in the same room, we said. B'chein l'tfila. Right? Just that we learned in the Mishnah by the ear of Yerushalayim, that whoever's staying from the agaf l'fnim is like they're inside the city, and from the agaf and outside is considered outside, so too the din is to be mitzdari of 10 for a minyan and shul. If there are 9 people inside the shul, and somebody else is in the entrance, then if you're staying from the agaf l'fnim, he's mitzdari, if the agaf l'fnim, he's not mitzdari. I query, I don't know, what's considered the upstairs? So let's say you have 9 people down here and 1 person upstairs. How does that work with nothing? 9 of us are down here and we have a Kohen upstairs. Is he Mastar for the Minyan?
But we're not pointing
at him. I know.
Because
as we did,
it's already downstairs.
Let's say they're only nine. It's not a question of paying attention, though. It's a question of being your
Messiah.
Well, okay. Upliga the Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And it's cholik on Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right? The Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He says even though an iron curtain cannot separate between, right, the iron curtain was not created by, you know, the communists. The iron curtain is over here. Even Machitza Shel Barzel, Einav Sekh Yisrael Avim Shem Mishmayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks up at Yisrael, they're coming together, there's no separation between them. Doesn't matter if you're in one room or not room, there's not going to be separation. So now the Gemara was asked to steer in the Mishnah. Hagup Akasha. It's an internal contradiction, right? Amart, you said minagaf lefnim klefnim. You said minagaf lefnim ha'agaf atzmo klechut. So the gaf itself was considered lechut. A maseifa minagaf lechut klechut ha'agaf atzmo klefnim. It's mashma is inside. So look, Asher, no difference. Depends on where you're talking. We're talking about two different places. Kan b'shari hazara, kan b'shari Yerushalayim. When it comes to the shari hazara, the minagaf lechut is not considered the hazara, but the width is considered part of the hazara. But shari Yerushalayim. Dafka min agaf lefnim is kadosh ha'ir, but the width of the opening is not. The width of the opening is min agaf lechutz is not kadosh by the azara, but the rochav is kadosh. And by shari Yerushalayim, it's the opposite. The Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, if they mal lonis kachu shari Yerushalayim, why are the gates of Yerushalayim not considered kadosh? Right, this area in between. If neisha hamitzorayim meginim tachteihem. The other Mitzorayim who were sent to the city, but they wanted to shade. They want some shade, so they would stand in that area to get the shade from the wall. Had we made that area kadosh, the Mitzorayim couldn't be there, so the Mitzorayim could stay there. Next, all gates in the Azara, that area is considered kadosh except for the Shari Niknor. Why? Because by the Shari Niknor, Mitzorayim owned him sham machnisim b'honos yadam. Because the Mitzorayim have to sit there when they become tahor, they have to get their thumbs with the sprinkle or with the oil, anointed with the oil. So they would stand there and they would stick their hands there. Now, if that area was kadosh, then you'd have a bit of a problem. That area is not kadosh, right? That area is not kadosh. In order that, and Rashi says, "Ondim sham biyom shmini li meisifaro la'achash nisrape the galach the tavo the heir shem shav shvi the odim mechutzuk kipurim." So he's all mechutzuk kipurim right now. Right, but time of comets, mechusak apurim, shenichlas zara onto kares. A mechusak apurim, it goes into yazara, gets kares. Right, umachnis yada misham lazara. Let's say salei midam asham. Chilu motzi lechutz hayanif sol yotze. They can't bring it out because it's sol yotze. Ubiya mixas lo shmebiya lo onto akach inam mishmebiya. Uzeres a kasevu ve'emir kohen mataris aisha mitalav le'Hashem. He can stick his hand in there, and he's sticking his hand in there, he can get the blood and everything put on his thumbs. If it was kadosh, he'd have a problem of kares. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone here, have a good day. Have a wonderful Yom Kippur.